Just a few months ago, I witnessed the birth of a nonprofit. The group led by Jane Lifesty met at a Loud Room in a church in downtown Austin, looking for ways to help women who are homeless and pregnant.
In order to for this committee to work at all, as you know, the political arena around pregnancy is pretty loaded. It's really a thorny subject. So we as a committee are going to have to kind of float above it.
Rule number one of the newly formed women's resource group was no talk about religion, any religion. And the group's goal? To find resources for the women who live on the streets and are pregnant. The group quickly learned the needs are great. Meredith Phillips should know. The Houston-based nonprofit she works for is called Lifehouse and has been doing this kind of work for nearly three decades.
The minute that the women come to us, we have a social worker on staff as well as a counselor. We actually have a school on campus. If they're an adult, then we really try to encourage them. If they haven't finished their diploma, they can enroll in our school. Otherwise, we work with them on finding a job.
The women also get medical attention, and they can live on campus for up to 6 months. That is, up to 6 months prior to giving birth, because as soon as the babies are born, mother and baby have to leave. Hundreds are waiting for the 12 coveted spots Lifehouse offers.
It's not a cheap model. It's about $10,000 per girl.
It is a rare model. Most Texas nonprofits are only able to provide clothes, or food, or help with medical visits. What no nonprofit seems to be able to provide baffles Jane Lifesty.
Housing. I'm so sorry to just keep saying that, because we're missing that, and we're missing programs that will qualify them if they have a felony, will qualify them if they have a mental illness.
The shortage of affordable housing in Texas is huge, period. A new report from the National Low-Income Housing Coalition says Texas needs 600,000 affordable units to meet its housing demand. So imagine how much harder it is for nonprofits to find a place for someone with a felony, or a mental illness, or someone like Courtney Meeks, who has both. There was a time Meeks held a steady job. She was a nurse assistant. I've verified both her qualifications and her employment records. But now, she's homeless and pregnant. She's also a recovering addict. Add to that, her schizoaffective diagnosis, meaning she has mood swings and psychotic symptoms.
And a lot of it's real noticeable, especially with my depression when I'm just crying for no reason.
She used to be able to control her symptoms with medication, but she's afraid the meds will affect her baby. So she says she's off all drugs, including her meds.
I'm trying to deal with it in other situations, other outlets. Like I found these adult coloring books at Michael's. They're so intricate, so it takes a really long time. But, you know, I'll look up and 2 hours have passed and my panic attack or something has already stopped and I didn't realize it or... Yeah, so that I'm trying to find alternative therapies.
Lifesty, too, is looking for alternatives for her clients. She currently has a couple and their newborn living in a walk-in closet. Though the woman of faith never talks religion to her clients, the walk-in closet reminds her of the stable where the story says Jesus was born. There simply was no room available in Jerusalem, just like there seemed to be no apartments available in Texas. I'm Joy Diaz for the Texas Standard.